We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? Happy Tuesday. I'm Haley Lewis, and this is Chiefs News Daily, bringing you all the things you need to know, 10 minutes long, Monday through Friday. Like and subscribe here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Let's dive into it. This episode brought to you by Unified Healing. Well, Patrick Mahomes continues to break records, even when he's not on the field. The quarterback landed himself on the front page of Time Magazine, the first ever Kansas City Chiefs quarterback to do so. QB1 also went back-to-back, and we're not talking about those Super Bowl titles, but the fact that for the second straight year, Mahomes has been named to Time's Most Influential People list. The 28-year-old was revealed as one of Time Magazine's cover stars on Tuesday morning. The announcement on Twitter read, "Patrick Mahomes is our second 2024 #Time100 cover star." The Chiefs quarterback reflects on his latest Super Bowl winning season, his place in the GOAT conversation, and his team's most famous fan. Mahomes first made the list in 2020 and most recently in 2023. This time around was his first time being chosen as one of the cover subjects. Now, according to Bleacher Report, Mahomes acknowledged in an interview with Time's Sean Gregory that he is off to one of the greatest starts of a career for a quarterback in NFL history, along with Tom Brady and Joe Montana. Even so, Mahomes believes he is nowhere near being the greatest quarterback of all time yet, adding, "You have to build a consistency of a career. You see that in any sport. I've had a great run. I think I've done a great job so far, but it's hard to take away from what Tom did for so long, what Peyton Manning did, or Aaron Rodgers. There are so many guys. They were at such a high level for such a long time. In order to be in that conversation, you have to do that on a year-to-year basis. Can't take it for granted that you did it the year before. That's something I'll talk about when I'm done playing. Then people can make those decisions." Well, phase one of the Chiefs offseason program kicked off yesterday with head coach Andy Reid addressing the local media. Matt Derrick with Chiefs Digest shared on Twitter that Coach Reid made a few coaching changes. Quote, "Ron Wilson is moving into the outside linebacker coach role that was formerly served by Ken Flagel, who retired. Alex Whittingham promoted to defensive assistant, and Louis Adazio joins as defensive quality control. That means the Chiefs will bring back all but one member of their assistant coaching staff from the group that led them to win Super Bowl 58. The offensive side of the ball remains unchanged as far as coaching goes. Reid continued to share more about the coaching change, saying, "Louis's got a bunch of experience coaching. He also adds a flavor that he's been an offensive coach, a line coach at the major college level, and that will give us some good, productive information for the defense going forward." Reid said, "So able to add good quality into the mix here." According to Derrick, Adazio is a former player himself. The 30-year-old played collegiately for a season at Syracuse before transferring to Boston College, where he played 33 games with 9 starts. He entered the coaching ranks as a graduate intern and assistant at Ohio State for 3 seasons before stints with Bowling Green, Colorado State, Nevada, and Texas A&M. His father, Steve Adazio, was the head coach at Boston, and he worked for his father after he took the Colorado State head coaching job. The pair have been assistants together for the past 2 seasons at Texas A&M. Well, Coach Reid didn't just talk housekeeping yesterday. Big Red gave some insight to reporters on those looming questions surrounding the left tackle position. Currently at left tackle, it sits second-year player Wanye Morris. The Chiefs did win a consecutive Super Bowl with a mix of rookie Wanye Morris and veteran Donovan Smith sharing the job, But did Morris do enough? It looks like he didn't quite submit himself into that starting role, leaving many to wonder whether a left tackle could be picked up in the first round of the 2024 NFL Draft next Thursday, or maybe via free agency. Now, according to Jordan Foote with Sports Illustrated, Morris, the Chiefs' 2023 third-round pick, is in the middle of a pivotal season that could shape the trajectory of his tenure with the team. According to Reed, Morris is back in Kansas City working and realizes the magnitude of finding ways to improve after a cup of coffee in his debut campaign.
Yeah, I thought it was a good introduction for him coming in and having that experience of playing in four games. He has even a better feel now for this offseason and what's going to be expected of him when he gets back and is put in that spot. So, there's got to be an improvement. There's got to be an urgency there, which I know he feels. So he's back in town here and working. So and when he wasn't here, he was down in Dallas working out. So he where a lot of players go, quite a few offensive linemen are down there doing the same thing. So he was able to get in that mix and work with those guys. So it looks like he's in pretty good shape right now. And I think he understands, what it takes to be an every down guy at that spot. But again, there'll be competition. He's got to make sure that he takes care of business.
Reed also spoke about the competition at the wide receiver position, specifically the future of Kadarius Toney and if said future involves staying in Kansas City.
Kadarius is arguably one of the most talented guys we have on the team. It's just a matter of staying healthy and being able to stay on the field. And, you always hear about the reliability, accountability, all those things that go into it. And so I'm expecting him to come back ripping and ready to go. And it's great that he's down there working with Pat and putting the work in. So that's a positive. But, we like Kadarius. It's just a matter of having him on the field.
Now, yesterday we shared Mahomes' busy weekend meeting another football goat in his own stadium. Patrick shared with the media during his availability what it was like seeing one of the greats, Lionel Messi, play on his field at Arrowhead Stadium.
It's awesome, man, to see a guy at the top of the any league in the entire world. And, I mean, you saw in the certain spots that he had where he wasn't marked or he wasn't free, where he got free. I mean, he made stuff happen with the pass that he made, the vision that he had. And then the goal that he scored, I mean, it shows you what it is like when you have the top of the top kind of playing in any profession.
Well, whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Chiefs News Daily. Now, Unified Healing is a new and innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. Whether you're here in Kansas City or elsewhere, there are hundreds of locations across the globe. Access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/KCSN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/KCSN. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you might have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. And it's a busy time for lots of Chiefs players stepping out and making appearances. Let's head over to Twitter, our social recap. Here we go. The Bengals just can't seem to make the headlines without the helps of the Chiefs, apparently. Joe Burrow recently joined Travis Kelce and his brother Jason on their podcast, The New Heights Show, to talk about the upcoming season, and oh, did he talk. The Bengals just love giving the Chiefs bulletin board material, I guess. Burrow told the Kelce brothers, "The Bengals are built to beat the Chiefs." Burrow continued, "I think we both work really hard at what we do. They have great players. We have great players. I think we match up pretty well with them. We're kind of built to beat them." Well, here's what Nick Wright from FS1 had to say.
"And look who's right there. Built to beat them. Never has one fluke of one half of one playoff game gotten more run. Okay, since that one playoff game, Wilds, the Chiefs have won two Super Bowls and the Bengals have won two playoff games. And by the way, it maybe building your team to beat the Chiefs so you can win in overtime and Mahomes is one bad half of football of his damn life.
Chill out on the overtime stuff. He just won the Super Bowl in overtime. Yeah, against Brock Purdy. And Brock Purdy can't get any credit.
Okay, well, Brock Purdy, can we please have a football
discussion? Well, just say you're like dissing overtime now. You're dissing overtime.
No, I'm dissing a game from two and a half years ago that has been the calling card of this team's franchise since Boomer Esiason left.
They are 3-1.
All right, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Remember, join us on the LLC. That's our loyal listeners club. Great place to chat and interact with other fans and, of course, myself. Also, make sure you give us a little bit of love. Like today's episode, subscribe to the KCSN YouTube channel, and we will see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Go eat some tacos, and we'll see y'all Wednesday.